like it lasts forever.
Actually, it flies by, doesn't it?
It really does. Amazing how we spend 4 or 5 hours a day together, and we're already at another Friday, the 24th of May, first day of the long Memorial Day weekend. And with that in mind, I want you to think. I would like you. I don't want you, but I'm going to ask that you think about a few things.
I'll pass.
So you don't want to. Well, you probably will change your mind once you hear this.
Okay, I'm ready to.
As we think about eulogizing some of the veterans and thinking about how freedom really isn't free, think about a veteran that you know. Who do we all know? Somebody who's worn the uniform and gone into a theater of war. I get very specific about this because I think, although I'm not interested in taking away from those who have served, I'm really focused on those who have given their lives in military service, whether it's World War I, World War II. This all started during the Civil War era.
My uncle served in the Korean War?
Korean War, yeah. 1950s, early 50s.
No.
Yes, that's when the Korean War took place.
And he didn't do Korea. No, my Uncle George did Korea. I apologize.
Did Korea. There maybe have been some
and
of your fathers.
And he did serve, and he's
in Vietnam.
And he saw combat.
Yeah.
And then my uncle was the one that served, but he was actually stationed in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't actually see combat, but he did serve during wartime. He just happened to be, when they were drafting people, he happened to be someone that was very smart, and so they put him in radio communications. And so, thankfully, he didn't have to see combat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if you go to usmemorialday.com, you get a lot of information about what's going on this weekend. Here's what I'd like you to think about, if you will, and maybe you put this into your head, into your heart. The veteran, think about the veteran who is in no small way responsible for so many things that we take for granted. Mm-hmm. It's the veteran, not the preacher, who's given you freedom of religion.
Absolutely.
It's the
freedom
veteran
to go vote.
Not the reporter who's given you freedom of the press.
Mm-hmm.
It's the veteran, not the poet, who's given you freedom of speech. It's the veteran, not the campus organizer, who's given you the right to assemble. It's the veteran, not the lawyer, who's given you the right to a fair trial. It's the veteran, not the politician, who's given you the right to vote. It's the veteran who serves under the flag that we think about, the young men and women who are in the service as they serve. And we can complain, as we do, about being in Afghanistan and how it makes no sense to be there. There are a lot of people who are put in harm's way every day, every year. You have to look no further than what happened in England this week. The soldier who is just walking along in uniform, minding his own business, who gets killed by this maniac. And you think about how strange the world is, how much more dangerous it is, because you don't really, in many instances, you don't see it coming. You don't know who, it's not easy to tell who the bad guys are. And so for that reason, I think I pay attention to those words and think about, good heavens, all the wars that we've been in, starting with the Revolutionary War in 1775, and go up through these various things. I don't know whether you consider there are wars and there are what they call police actions. That's what Korea was, and that's what Vietnam was. There are lots of other things that have been police actions that have taken place. The Spanish-American War, for example. The Boxer Rebellion that we got involved in. The problems in Mexico and Nicaragua and Haiti, the Dominican Republic. It goes on and on and on. And there are those who are critics. And maybe there's something to this a little bit, Jennifer. When you look at the list, which includes dozens and dozens and dozens of things we've gotten ourselves involved in over our history, you got to think, why did we get involved in some of these things, frankly? Not the purpose of this weekend, because that's a political judgment that often is made, and we all know how difficult.
More about celebrating the people that serve.
Yeah, this is, excuse me. This is not about who made the decision to do what. This is about people who, in the case of people, the folks who are now serving, they volunteered. They said, okay, we'll serve. What do you want us to do? So we do with them things that, you know, frankly, some people won't do. Some people don't want to. The kinds of things went on when I was in the Vietnam era. I was among many who felt that the war was ridiculous. It was. It was asinine for us to have been involved there. But that didn't keep us from going. Those who went, I did not go. And I don't say this with any degree of levity or brevity. The reason I didn't go is because I was teaching school. I was asked, I was one, I had a low number, I was 1A, ready to go in February of 1969. And for whatever the reason, I didn't get the final call. But if I had, I would have gone into the Navy. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have put on boots and walked, because it wouldn't have been. The fortunate thing is, if you make up your mind, now we don't have a draft, what you want to do, there are plenty of various.
So you could. See, I didn't know about that, because the draft has not been my lifetime. So
no,
if you got drafted, you actually got to choose where you go?
You had to choose before you got drafted.
Once you were drafted. On the form.
You went into the Army for the most part.
But that's where my
became
Uncle Chuck
became fodder.
Went.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You became fodder. That's,
but like I said, his grades were good enough. He was smart, but they held him back for radio communication.
Yeah, they put people into. It was a joke when I was a kid. The number of people who were qualified to do X, Y, and Z who were not sent in that direction. They were sent mm-hmm. in a totally different direction, and that's when we used to start laughing about the it's the right way, the wrong way, or the Army way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it was that era in which the POWs and the MIAs, those flags that came about. That was something that happened as a result of Vietnam. That's when it really started to, you know, to come home to people how dangerous it was for us to be involved in these things, and how angry people became at LBJ and McNamara and Bill Moyes, who still gets away with his pap on the television every week. He's a criminal. McNamara is a criminal. LBJ was a criminal. The way that they played chess with those tens of thousands of lives who were in Vietnam every day, overriding the military who were interested in saying, well, if you do this, this is what's going to happen. No, no. They played every morning like guys playing a game with a chessboard. They'd sit in the office and they'd pick what targets they wanted the soldiers to go after. And then McNamara, who was Secretary of Defense, pick up the phone and call to headquarters and say, okay, this is what we want you to do today. It was a joke. And as a result, so many people lost their lives. McNamara wrote a book a few years ago apologizing for the outrage that he created. It's just, he's a disgusting, despicable human being, and Moyes is as well, and LBJ was. There was no reason for us. And it took Nixon a while to get out of there, but unfortunately, that good deed while he was in office went kind of got lost in all the things that were Watergate, but you know, it was a very troubling time to be young. It really was. There were so many protests. This is Bob Dylan's birthday. I was thinking back on all of those protest songs, and it developed around, you know, his first incursions into music took place during the Newport Jazz Festival 1965. And during the late 60s and the early 70s, he really got involved in the protest movement and the protest music. And it took over pop music in the late 60s and early 70s. It took it over, as well it might have. At any rate, I think with the good reason, we'll spend a lot of time talking about veterans today, certainly on Monday as well. If you have been in service to our country and you have some thoughts you want to share about your experience, help yourself, for heaven's sakes, 888-302-3684. We'll wrap that around some of the other things, the information that is important. There are three or four new things going on today. The march against Monsanto this weekend, the continuing trial of Vernon Hershberger in Wisconsin. I got to get an update on that because I haven't seen it. We talked about it on Monday. The trial's been going on all week. Can you imagine that?
He's the farmer, just to recap.
Yep. He is the farmer who was accused by the state of selling meat, dairy, and other products without a proper license. And this is the way the Amish do it. It's the way the Amish have been doing it and the way they ought to be able to do it. And yet, in this beautiful state, which is all about dairy, the idiots who are fallen now prey because of the money, the influence of the big dairy interests to pushing guys like this around, they actually have made a spectacle that they don't know how to get out of, because the people who have been there, Jennifer, the protesting, the raw milk advocates who have been there, the trial itself has made a mockery of the system. Mm-hmm. The state of Wisconsin looks absurd in all of this, as well they ought to. All right, so anyway, a lot of food for thought today. It's 18 past the hour. This is the Friday Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and Doug are here.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back for June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off for incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Hurry. Sale is going on now at your local store and LumberLiquidator.com. Get your unheard-of flooring deals before it's gone.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 27th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Why not consider repainting your family room, playroom, or how about your front door? You can make the most of your color with the very best paint from Sherwin-Williams. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Painting question? Sherwin-Williams has all the answers at home, online, or at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
It's time to buckle in for Sears Super Memorial Day Appliance Event. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride, because you're going to want them for these scream-worthy offers, like up to 30% off appliances. Plus, hold on to your hats, because you'll also get an extra 5% off appliances with your Sears card. This is one Memorial Day ride that's sure to be
amazing.
This is Sears. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 523 through 62.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
The list of the most powerful couples in America coming up in the next half hour on Good Day.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Song from a well-known group called the Backstreet Boys.
Am I your fire?
What's that?
Am I your fire?
Are you my fire?
The one desire.
No, I have somebody else in mind for that, but thanks for asking anyway, Jennifer.
Oh,
not to hurt your feelings. No, it's not.
I think you just hurt my feelings.
I'm not interested in hurting your feelings. I just want everybody to know I have one person in my mind.
There must be a different Backstreet Boys song for hurting my feelings. Do we have one of those?
You can find that, Jennifer. Nick Carter, who's a member
Games with her heart.
Of the Backstreet. Have you ever had your... Yeah, you have, right? This makes a... If I get into this now, it'll take us all the time we have here.
Go ahead, I promise I won't distract. Tell me.
No, I'm not going to hear. Backstreet Boys' Nick Carter, starring and producing a new reality show with his fiancée, Lauren Kitt. This series will chronicle his life as he tries to make up for his past and prepare for his wedding. Who's going to care about that?
What channel is it on and when?
That's up to you.
Here's your answer.
You're the TV reporter. Speaking of television, last night on the late night shows, we have clips from Jay Leno, in fact, and Jimmy Fallon, and Conan O'Brien, and David Letterman. So we always kind of try to start with Leno. Here we go.
The NFL is now looking for ways to boost attendance at games. This is a big problem because more and more people are just staying home and watching the games in their high-definition TV sets. And it's not just the fans. Oh, no. In fact, every year, that's where the Dallas Cowboys watch the Super Bowl.
Some more celebrity news here. Justin Bieber is apparently making guests at his parties sign a contract promising not to post pictures of it on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. When they heard that, MySpace was like, "We're back, baby!" All right!
New international poll just came out, and it finds that the least popular country in the world is Iran. Least popular country in the world is Iran. After hearing this, North Korea said, "What do we have to do?"
I'm telling you, this weather, if this is global warming, if this is climate change, I say bring it on.
Bring it on.
Woo!
All right.
66 degrees outside and not too bright, just like me. Thank you. Thank you so much. Friday is my birthday, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be 66 years old. Yeah.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Yep. Yesterday on The View, there was a discussion of
about
people
what, Dougie?
And how stupid they are.
Oh.
And Whoopi here introduces the story. Listen.
New research has found that people are getting dumber. Yeah, yeah. A study of intelligence tests from 1884 to 2004 found that Westerners have dropped an average of 14 IQ points. Really, what a shock. One factor mentioned in the study was that women of high intelligence tend to have less children. No.
if we go by survival of the fittest, and this doesn't make sense because I would assume the most intelligent would maybe be a little more fit than the less intelligent. I don't mean physically fit.
Don't question the
test. Because we're talking about genetics and we're talking about survival of the fittest, which is what we mostly all believe. So I don't understand this because it would seem to me that the fittest would be physically strong and mentally strong.
I tell you what makes you dumb is daggone social media. Have you seen the Facebook on teenagers? They can't even spell. They friggin', you know, it's like, I don't know what you guys are saying, but I look at the teenagers on Facebook and they shorten everything. If you say laughing out loud, they go, I don't know what that means. It's got to be LOL.
And then you need a book. I got a book to actually define all the emoticons. Is that what they're called?
Yes.
Or the shorthand. So now I'm like reading a book now. Like I'm like, there is a thing called Webster's, and I'm just trying to decipher their shorthand.
They're right.
Yep.
Both of them, Sherry and Elizabeth. It is Facebook's fault. 28 past the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer. Coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over 1 million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Spitzer and Madeline. A federal judge recently ruled that girls of any age should have access to morning after pills over the counter if they don't want to get pregnant and are scared to tell their parents. You agree?
This is the logical extension of too many decades of progressive politics. When you have such a degradation of the family and the community and churches and all the other intermediary associations that support a culture, then this is what happened. How could anyone think this is remotely good?
I'm all in support of all the other institutions, religious, family that you talked of, but you're the one who's having government intercede. We're saying don't create a minimum. Don't prevent somebody from doing something. We're saying permit access for an individual to birth control. That's it. This is her right.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content
has glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Things that happens on Memorial Day weekend is we all look at the cost of gasoline,
and that'd be something we ought to
take at least a moment or two to discuss. The price would probably be about the same where Kenny and Jennifer are, Southern California. But the last time you filled up, Kenny, what did you pay for gas? Ken Kessler, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Michael Fortier is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Anyway, what did you pay for gas last time you filled up, Kenny?
I think it was $4.17.
You still driving that Saturn?
No, I have a Chrysler Sebring.
How do you like that?
Ooh, I love those. With a convertible?
I like it. Yes.
A hard top? Is it a hard top or is it a hard top convertible? Rack top.
It's one of my favorite convertibles. That's a good looking car.
Good car. Yeah, all right, so you paid what?
I think it was $4.17.
$4.17, what an outrage.
I paid $4.19.
$4.19, even more of an outrage. Yeah. I paid yesterday, I think it was $3.39 or something like that. And, going back and forth, when I was in California last week, it was $4.21 or something, but that was close to the airport to fill the car up that I had. The kind of money that people are paying for gasoline is so, it is the only thing that Newt Gingrich said that made any real sense when he ran for the presidency was the way we ought to be looking at the price of gasoline and how to understand how really you're getting gouged. It really is. Not only by the companies that are producing it, but by the taxes that are being added to the cost of gasoline and what they're doing with it. What the money that gets, as you drive around this weekend and you're traveling to go to maybe somebody in your family's barbecue, or you're going to open up your summertime home, or maybe you're on boat, whatever you're doing. You go over the roads and you see all the projects on all the interstates and secondary roads as well being conducted, and you realize what a scam that really is. It's one of, every year I talk about this the same way, pretty much the same time, because it's the same outrageous reality. The labor unions have such a stranglehold on governmental decisions when it comes to highways, bridges, that sort of thing. They do such a crap job. And it isn't the union workers. It's the union, the people that are bosses that get into bed with the politicians, and they tell the bureaucrats what to do when it comes to specifics, when it comes to specking what the road is going to have for an underbelly and how thick the sheet is of asphalt and what the asphalt has in it for components, all that sort of thing. If you look at the roadways in Europe and in Asia and compare them to ours, it's a joke here. And how many times you never see road crews in Europe anywhere resurfacing the roads? They build them and they last.
Mm-hmm.
You see them building them, but you don't see them ripping them all up every year all over the place. It is an absolute absurd joke. And it starts this weekend. It really gets to be a problem. You'll get stuck behind some project or the road is. And the other thing is, I always want to know, somebody maybe that works for some public entity, the road crews, why do they have to have the cones when they do the work on these roads? They put the cones out 2 or 3 miles, slow the
process. I know. Safety first.
Yeah. For what?
I know.
It's crazy.
It just drives traffic even crazier.
Yeah, it does. Right. Okay. So, speaking of being crazy, the most powerful couples. Michael, if you have the top 10 Big Voice announcer, that is, unless Jennifer, you'd like to be the Big Voice announcer. You've done that very well this week.
I would love to try, and I will try not to blow everybody's ears out.
Really?
Well, wait, who's there, Michael?
Michael's there.
I'm here.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'll be the Big Voice announcer.
All right.
Okay. Rich doesn't let me.
Well, Rich isn't there to control you at the moment. So here we go. From number 10 to number 1, Forbes magazine with their list of the most powerful couples.
Let me warm up. me. Number 10.
Gary Owen Award. All right, so here we go. Everybody ready for the number 10 most powerful couple in our country?
Yes.
Fashion designer Micuccia Prada and her husband Patrizio Bertelli.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay. So maybe this is an international list of the most powerful couples.
Oh, no, they're famous designers. I know all about them.
Really?
And they're, I'm sure, very wealthy, laughing all the way to the bank, yes.
All right, so that's number 10.
Number 9.
Shakira and soccer star Gerard Pique. I never heard of Gerard Pique.
Who's Gerard Pique? She had a boyfriend. They had a baby.
Really?
But I didn't realize he was a famous soccer player. Interesting.
Huh.
Okay.
All right.
Number 8.
Bill and Hillary Clinton.
I agree, except I would think they'd be higher up the list, actually.
I would, too.
Mm-hmm. Number 7.
The new CEO of Yahoo, Marissa Mayer, and her husband, Zachary Bogue.
Who's her husband?
Zachary Bogue.
Nobody knows he does.
I don't know anyway.
Or just by association,
Zachary
he's
Bogue.
Powerful.
Yeah. He's Mr. Mayer, I think, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6.
Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi.
Oh, throwing it up. I like it. They're very powerful.
Yeah.
Get ready. Number 5.
Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
I'd agree with that. They're pretty powerful.
He's been all over the place. This Esquire interview that he's done.
Singing like a bird.
He's talking about having something called face blindness. He can't remember people's faces. He has conversations with people. He forgets what they look like.
Hmm.
I don't know. That was a disease. I forget.
It happens to me all the time.
Yeah,
I might have a touch of it myself.
Right.
Number 4.
The Chinese president, Xi Jinping, and his wife, Ping Lin Yang.
The Pings.
The Pings. Right.
Ping me sometime.
Uh-huh.
Number 3.
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah.
Disgrace that is that they're on the list.
Number 2.
Bill and Melinda Gates.
Agreed. Absolutely. Yep. And number 1,
powerful couple in the world, President Barack and First Lady Michelle Obama.
No surprise there.
All right. Not necessarily do we all, even if you don't like him, that doesn't mean that he isn't going to be on the list.
It's all weird how my cat and I didn't make it on the list. We must have been number 11.
Probably are.
You think?
Yes, I'm guessing it probably. That is the story.
It's not listed in your article, though.
No, it isn't.
No.
Uh-uh. Okay. No, not anywhere that I know.
I'll research that.
Okay. Summer season kicking off this weekend. Our poll at DougStephan.com. What's the first thing you're going to do this weekend to celebrate? A, go to the pool. I'm getting my pool opened up. Go to the beach is B. Cook out on a grass grill is C. Pick up fresh fruit and veggies at the farmer's market is D. E, I'm staying inside. Doesn't feel like summer here yet. F, counting down the days until the children go back to school. I mean, I'm out of school yet. All right, so that's the poll at DougStephan.com. We asked yesterday, would you eat food that was created by a 3D printer? And 61% of you said, not a chance.
You first should have been one of our
22% of you said, I don't think so. It sounds like a bad idea to me. Let's see, 8% said maybe after they get through the testing phase. 6% said maybe depending on exactly what food was. 3% said, sure, why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Would you try anything?
Would I?
Yeah.
If it was a veggie sort of something or other, I might.
I'd almost be curious just to take, like, a small bite, but I'd still be afraid to eat, like, the whole thing in case there's, like, plastic in it or
right,
something.
But see, that's fear-based.
It is fear-based. But wouldn't you be a little like, it's coming from a printer. It's kind of weird.
This weekend marks one of the most successful weekends in the year to conduct a yard sale. If you are, as I am here, trying to figure out, Meredith and I have been talking about having a yard sale to clean out a lot of things that are on the farm. If you would like some tips on how to conduct a successful yard sale, I will pass those along to you in a matter of moments here on Good Day. First, though, let's think about how your body is, how healthy you are, how are you doing when it comes to the cholesterol levels. Do you even measure? Do you know what your LDL is and your HDL? You know what the LDL is. That's the bad cholesterol. HDL is good cholesterol. Do you have the right ratio? If you don't know what it is, you should be testing it. You should have your physical every year and know what is going on in your body. The blood work needs to be done. And so I suggest that to you first. The first step to take in understanding what's going on in your body is to get your cholesterol levels. If you find the doctor telling you that it's the number is too high and you got too much of the bad cholesterol and you got to do something about it, my first take on this and my last take would be the same. That is to try Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L. It will lower your cholesterol. All you have to do is call 888-809-6424. Take advantage of their free offer, a 30-day supply, 1 month of Cardiol to help bring down the bad and to bring up the good. You can test this, too, by the way. If you go to cardiol.net or you dial that number, 888-809-6424, you can take advantage of a starter package, two cholesterol home test kits, and a month's supply of Cardiol cost you $44.95. When you call 888-809-6424, ask them about this opportunity to get Cardiol. You can have the free 30-day trial and or you can get the starter package. Either you don't have to take the starter package, you don't want it, but it makes it easier for you to monitor your blood. If you have any concerns at all, you need to be monitoring. So call 888-809-6424. Get the discussion started by asking for the free 30-day trial of Cardiol, but then you can ask them about the cholesterol home test kits and whether or not you want to take advantage of that opportunity so you really know what's going on in your body. That's 888-809-6424. Ask for the free 30-day trial of Cardiol and more about the cholesterol home test kits, 888-809-6424 or go to cardiol.net/Doug.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa.
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com Memorial Day sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold, to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. In March, our buyers traveled the world negotiating unheard-of flooring deals. It took months, but these deals are now arriving at your local store. All Bellawood pre-finished hardwood is up to 40% off for incredibly low prices. All our best laminates up to 33% off. All vinyl wood plank up to 34% off. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. These deals will not last. Hurry. Sale is going on now at your local store and LumberLiquidators.com. Get your unheard-of flooring deals before it's gone.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Friday the 24th, is a week from today. Yeah, we have one more week in the month, right? May has 31 days, so week from today, last day. One more week in the month of May. We'll be into June, then July, then August, September.
I can almost hear the Christmas songs already.
I know. Thank you. Boy Scouts of America have voted to accept openly gay scouts. Decision made at their annual meeting in Texas. They have not opened up the doors to gay scout leaders, only to gay scout members. And this has been, what, going on for 18 months?
Yeah. Does this appease the backlash then, or is it not okay?
Much ado about nothing, as far as I'm concerned, but a lot of people are making a big deal out of it, so there you go. What I find more interesting, frankly, or what, in terms of what's going on this weekend, what you may find more interesting is maybe you take a great pride in sport and going to flea markets and the yard sales and things. This time of year, a great time of year to have them. So, I've put together a list of tips to help you be successful having a yard sale this weekend. Make sure, first of all, whether it's this weekend or any weekend, you have the sale on Saturday. Saturday. If you watch the PBS show Collect This, you will find that Saturday is the day.
That makes sense. Sunday people might be at church or with their families. Yeah.
Okay. Some other things to keep in mind as you have a yard sale. The team, like my sister, I could see Meredith and my sister and a few others putting together some of the folks that are here on the farm to come up with the things and put them out and price them and all that stuff. My sister loves to do that. But you can't do it by yourself. You've got to have a team together.
A team of people, a staff. Team.
Right, exactly. Oftentimes, some negative communities have restrictions or regulations. You probably ought to check with that. Most people who live in a town that's got a head on their the body of the town squarely doesn't require a yard sale permit. If there is required a permit, you ought to move to a different town, but not until after you have the yard sale. Start early in the day. People show up early to look at the things that you have on sale. A lot of people go rifling around. And by the way, a lot of people buy these things, take them to flea markets and resell them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens.
Yeah, they want to find those hidden gems.
Best thing to do is make sure that you put a group of, not only things in your home, but you're probably in a family where there are multi-family homes. You probably have a number of people participating, developing the sale items. Make sure that you are taking cash only. You don't have any, the credit cards are hard to use at a yard sale and hard for you to get. And you don't want to take any checks because you don't know who these people are. Cash. If you put the big ticket items on eBay first or Craigslist, you'll find that people, and put the fact that they're at the yard sale, more people will probably come. You can put signage around your neighborhood. That also helps. How many times you drive around the neighborhood on the weekend and see posted on the telephone poles, yard sale at 85 Grove Street this weekend. Social media has become the new thing, Jennifer, when it comes to garage sales. Make sure you price everything in advance and probably have to do a little
negotiating.
Right. A little negotiating. So some tips for good yard sales this weekend.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
At 53 past the hour on Friday the 24th, and this is Tech Talk time. How can we liken some of your experiences with technology to a better life? The ladies on The View yesterday, Jennifer, were talking about why people are so dumb now, and it boiled down to being Facebook's fault. I'm not sure it's just Facebook, but it certainly is technology. Matter of fact, I was talking to somebody else yesterday. I'm trying to remember who it was. We were talking about problems this person is having communicating, and I think it was a teacher, but I'm not sure. I know it was a town meeting. I remember the Framingham town meeting, and we were talking about how difficult it is for people to get concepts across. And one of the reasons is because people don't have to think anymore. Mm-hmm. It's all there on the tablet. It's all there on the iPhone. It's all there. You don't have to think about anything. So maybe technology is not always our friend. However, Shelley Palmer is our friend, and he has some interesting ideas that he puts together over the course of the days of the weekend, on the weekend as well. Here he is in a moment with a focus on Amazon, which is making its Kindle app easier for you to use if you're blind. Find out about that in a moment here on Good Day.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com, that's prostateformula.com, to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo!
Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of 4 Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer in 6-1. Installation requires in-store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at ShopYourWay.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Amazon continues adding new features to its Kindle for iOS app that makes it easier to use for blind and visually impaired users. X-ray, end actions, sharing, highlighting, and bookmarking have all been tweaked to give visually impaired users easier access to the nearly 2 million titles in its catalog that feature text-to-voice voiceover narrations. These complement the existing features that are already built into iOS, like Zoom, assistive touch, and support for peripheral braille displays. While the features are currently only available on iOS, Amazon says it will make them available on more platforms in the near future. Amazon has been criticized in the past for not doing enough for its visually impaired users and has even had blind users protesting in front of its headquarters over lack of support on the Kindle platform. This latest effort is a step in the right direction, though, as we all deserve the ability to succeed in a connected world. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Need an excuse to give a Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Here are a few of our favorites. Birthdays, half-birthdays, anniversaries, Labor Day, Year-End Labor Day, Arbor Day, Dia de los Donuts, International Skeptics Day, Opposite Day, Dress Up Your Pet Day, Squirrel Appreciation Day, National Nothing Day, Holiday Party Day, Morning After the Holiday Party Day, Clean Your Refrigerator Day, Be Late for Something Day.
And don't forget about dads and grads. Right now, buy $30 in gift cards and get a $5 bonus. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Valid in restaurant only for a limited time while supplies last.
At DougStefan.com, we have the story of an Australian politician who says that he learned a valuable lesson this week in social networking after he liked a Facebook photo without realizing it showed a teenager exposing himself. Peter Collier said that he clicked the like button under what he thought was an innocent photo of a 16-year-old. He apologized and said that he had no idea that the teen, who otherwise was fully clothed, was playing a prank commonly known as...
That's embarrassing.
Can I say this? I mean, we printed it on the website. So can I say sneaky nuts on the air?
Well, you just did. So I'm hoping that you can.
Oh, my God. People are crazy. The app of the week is Bicot. Anybody know what Bicot is?
No.
Huh? John McCain. You know what? We ought to put this in the John McCain column. Bicot. And then we'll have him figure out, because he's not liking his apps apparently. 59 past.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.